to sort of basically highlight all the seafood producers along the Wild Atlantic Way. It's an initiative called Taste the Atlantic. And up in Donegal, in particular, we're delighted because the oyster culture is one of the main aquaculture businesses in Donegal. And it's had an extremely long heritage. It actually goes back to the 1700s, but particularly the 1800s. Oyster farming was extremely active in particularly the Foyle, Lough Swilly, and a number of other locations around the county. And what we've done is we've come together with the Duha Famine Museum just to highlight this historical reference to the oyster culture in Donegal and show it travelling through the time of the 1850s right up to the current day, where Donegal now is one of the major producers of oysters, and they're exported all around the world, particularly Hong Kong, China, and also France and other countries in Europe.
And the fact that the Wild Atlantic Way has become ever so much more popular as the years go by, I'm sure it will enhance that experience too.
Yeah, well, one of the things we got from Fáilte Ireland was that people want to travel and meet real people in real industries, and particularly the food industry has become a vital part of the tourism activity. People want to go and see people producing food, and there's nothing more natural than the production of oysters, which are fed basically by the ocean currents coming in from the Atlantic Ocean. That's what provides the feed and provides a very unique taste and a unique product with the Donegal oyster.